Hey, 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 hello, hello. Thank you for joining in. This is Karen Gray, and I can't wait to share today's Rock Mover. A rock mover is a woman who does what others say is impossible. She achieves goals that were once only dreams, and she's an all-around rock star in her world. While she's moving the rocks out of her own bag, she's also helping others move their rocks too. And you know what? She's probably moving mine. I can't wait to share her with you as she helps you move your rocks today too. Welcome to the Rock Movers.
Awesome. We are so ready. Y'all, I cannot tell you how excited I am. I say that every time, but I really, really am today. Even though it's a bad hair day and I'm wearing a hat, it's because it's so bright in here from my guest today that I just gotta like put on my sunglasses and my hat because she is just gonna shine, shine, shine. Today is my friend, my peer, my cohort, my partner in crime on some days, the fabulous VIP in my life, Casey Haston. Welcome, Casey, to Rock Movers.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Karen. And I love how you wove the name of the company into the introduction. That was pretty awesome. Because I know everybody thinks that when I put that out there that I'm like saying I'm a VIP. And I'm like, no, that's who I work for.
Yes, but you are a VIP because you are so important to my life. And I know as my viewers get to see you, they're going to see how important you're going to be in theirs because you have so much value that you bring to your relationships, your friendships, and those that you serve. And I mean, we could go down your resume. You work for VIP. You're a dedicated recruiter. Mm-hmm. But tell me, what I always start my podcast with are the questions that, how are you moving the rocks in your life and those that you serve?
Wow, that is a really good question, Karen. So the way I move the rocks in my life personally is I do a lot of self-reflecting and make sure that I'm really self-aware about where I'm at any given point. The way I do that is through meditation. I do a lot of meditation. And I've really gotten to know myself so much better through that meditation. In addition to that, as soon as I meditate, I journal. So I'm journaling out my thoughts, what I learned when I was meditating. I set my intention for the day. This is all in the morning, by the way. And then I also do my gratitudes. I think that's so huge that you start your day with gratitude. And it just, so it just sets the focus for the whole day. And we all know whatever your mind focuses on, it grows, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're focusing on the things you're grateful for instead of the things you're unhappy with, you're going to start looking. Your mind's automatically going to target all those things that you're grateful for. It can't help it. You know, that's the way our minds are built.
Let's just pause for a second. If y'all are like not quite tuned in, you need to go back and replay that because Casey just dropped a huge nugget. Will you say that again for us?
Whatever you focus on grows.
Yes.
Well, and I can even go a little further on that and give you a little bit of science behind why that is. So we have this little goblet of goo in the back of our head, and it's called your reticular activation system. Have you heard of this?
A little bit, because you've mentioned it to me in the past.
I know, because I'm fascinated.
Because you're a genius, though.
I'm not a genius. But your brain can only take in so much information, okay? Yeah. And how does it decide what information to bring in? Okay. And that's what I'm going to call it the RAS from now on. So I don't have to say that huge word or that goobity glob. But the RAS is what decides what you're going to get filtered into your brain. Okay. And how it decides that is what you focus on. So if I'm focusing on how mad I am at the person in my office, and then everything that my brain targets is going to be how bad everything is in the office.
That's right. So true. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, our brains are so fascinating. Don't even get me started on prefrontal and Amyglia hijacks. Don't, no.
I'm not sure I could handle that.
No, right? It's kind of early. It's
amazing to me the things that you know and that you've been exposed to. And tell me how all that came to be. Like, did you just come out of the birth canal just this amazing human being that was so smart and just knowing how the brain works? And
absolutely not. And you give me way too much credit. I think probably the thing that makes me the strongest is that I'm a consummate student, meaning I am always, mm-hmm. always hungry for knowledge. And I am a voracious reader. I'm usually reading 3 to 4 books at a time and listening to another one. Mm-hmm. And I go off on rabbit trails. I'm not afraid to explore. And anything that piques my interest, I use that curiosity and I go dig deeper. So I think that's really what's helped me. And the fact that, you know, I bring that to my team. You asked how I was moving the rocks for others. You know, it's almost like sometimes I'm force feeding this information down into them, but I want everybody to know why, you know, this works and why it's so important to have gratitude and why it's so important to, you know, really go after your passion and help others before anything else. You have to give value first. That is my motto. Absolutely.
So for those that don't know, Casey and I met through IPEC, which is a coaching certification and an amazing program. If anybody's wondering about, you know, should I be a life coach or, you know, do I need to go through the certification process?
I just want to add, it's the number one accredited school under the ICF. So it's got some creds.
Number one. And Casey and I are both IPEC alumni. And
yes.
So we met and formed this friendship and where I just gained so much respect and admiration for you. But you are this amazing person who has just poured so much into my life and moved rocks for me through what you're doing in your career. So for those women that are out there and they're just wondering, like, you know, I have this voice and I want to do something with it. I have this calling. I have this message. How did you open those doors for yourself, but also you're opening them for other people? Tell me a little bit about that.
I can tell you exactly where this started, okay? Because I've always, there's actually been a couple of different points. So I'm going to go back, and this may take me just a minute, okay?
You got it. All your time.
First thing is, you know, this is not my first career. And my first career, when I tell most people what it was, they're like, you've got to be kidding. So I was in accounting for 20 years. If you look at any of my profiles, any of my assessments, it clearly says, don't do that. You know, that is not what you should be doing.
Isn't that funny? Those are the things that we start out doing though.
Yes. Yes. And that's, I guess, because when I found my passion, when I moved into recruiting, and I do recruit for accounting and finance, so it all's not lost. But when I moved into my passion is where I really started to grow, but I still hadn't found myself. Okay. And I think it's because of the environment I was in. It was a very structured environment and I didn't want to do things the way they told me to do it because it just wasn't me, but I was still very, very successful. I was in the top 5% across the US of like 900 recruiters, you know, went to their all-stars, all that, la, la, la. But I wasn't satisfied. You know, I'm doing what I love. I'm making a ton of money and I'm still not happy. And I'm like, what's missing? And then VIP approached me and I really wasn't looking to leave because anybody that's worked on commission is familiar with the term golden handcuffs because you've always got that next commission check coming, right? And so, and I'm
right,
like,
100%.
So anyway, I decided just to entertain the conversation with VIP and they were great. And they did pursue me for sure. Cause I told them no several times, but the question that really intrigued me when I came in to meet with them is they didn't ask me or they didn't tell me what they wanted me to do. They said, what do you want to do? And that's when the juices started flowing. And so I came in with this crazy plan thinking there's no way they're going to let me do this. And they said, okay, come do it here. And I went, whoops. You weren't supposed to say yes.
That's awesome. But that's a great lesson for companies. If they're listening, if you own a company or you have employees, just giving them the freedom to be creative and tap into their talents and passions and dreams for you. I know you've been instrumental for VIP as an employee, as part of their team. So kudos to them for recognizing that. That's awesome.
Well, and the cool thing about VIP is that even though I said, this is what I want to do when I started, I'm not doing any of that now. It's completely different. And they just kind of flow along with me and just kind of do like whatever you want. But fast forward.
Yeah.
So I have a group of very strong women. So number one, get you a group of strong women. Form a mastermind that can lift you up. That's
totally
crucial.
Agree.
Crucial.
You got to have that tribe of support.
Absolutely. And so this tribe, we just kind of started talking about some things. One of them brought up this stuff about personal branding, and we started talking about some things, and I got excited, and I went and I got my name domain, and I didn't do anything else.
Yeah.
And this was for like 8 months. Mm-hmm. And then I was introduced to this group. It's called the Smart Femme Network. And it was like 3 days before their summit. This is April of 2019. Okay. So this is pretty recent. All this is pretty recent. I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
April of 2019. So I'm just a recruiter, right? I'm just a recruiter. Not really doing anything, but recruiting. And so April of 2019, somebody introduces me to this summit. And I'm thinking, gosh, that's a lot of money to go. I'm going to have to take PTO. I'm going to have to get a flight. I'm going to have to get a room, blah, 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 all the reasons why I shouldn't go. But there was a voice in my head that said, this is the time. Make a decision and go. And so I went. And I will tell you, from that point forward, my life has not been the same. So number two, listen to those little small voices in your head. You know, there are opportunities all around you. You just got to say yes to them.
That's huge right there. There are opportunities. You just have to be willing to say yes.
Yeah.
That's like another golden nugget. Like if I had this Trevor mic drop thing that Trevor does,
I know, right?
I would be dropping mics because you are literally just dropping these nuggets for us. So you have to be willing to listen.
Yeah.
So where did that take you?
So after that, and I've always been a huge journaler and a goal setter. So another one, you got to write down your goals. It does not do any good to say I have a goal if you don't write it down. So write it down, make a plan.
It's not written down.
Yep. 100%. Absolutely. So in April, I had written down that I wanted to have my personal branding done by the end of the quarter. So the end of Q2. And I wanted to have my website done. Those were my big rocks. And mm-hmm. I am very pleased to say that June 3rd of 2019, my website went live.
So you met your goal. That's amazing.
I met my goal. And then the other thing, as I said, I talk to people all the time and I'm always just like a sponge and just pulling information out of them. And I'm like, I'm getting such great information from people. I need to share this. It's not fair that only I'm getting this and I can't share it the way they can. And so I said, I'll do a podcast. And in true form, like everything that I've done, I've always kept my partners here at VIP because I don't have an ownership here. But what I do, like you said, affects them. Right. And so I always want them to be aware of what I'm doing so that they don't get, you know, hit from behind with something going, we didn't know you were going on that news channel and talking about us, you know, so I want their blessing. And so I told them, I said, I'm going to start a podcast. Okay. And I just want you to be aware of it just because, you know, and I don't have to mention VIP. I'm doing it as Casey Haston. But I wanted you to be aware of it and make sure that you're okay with it. And if you're not, then we probably need to talk about some alternative situations here because I'm doing a podcast, you know? They were so open and amazing. And they're like, whoa. No. We think you should do a podcast and we want to support you in that. So we're going to pay for it. And so...
More nuggets. Like you were being authentic. You were being honest and forthcoming. Like, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing. And by being true to yourself, they came alongside. That's amazing. That's huge.
But had you
just stayed small and kept yourself small,
none
of this would have happened.
No, my mentor from the Smart Femme Network, she's the founder. Her name is Leah Woodford. I should probably introduce you to her. She gave me the greatest advice ever received, and I'm going to share it with you guys now. Get your ask, notice the K on the end, get your ask in gear.
Whoa.
That's what I said. And anytime I'm afraid to ask somebody, I hear Leah saying, girl, get your ass in gear. Just get your, what are they going to do? Say no? What's that going to do? Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely. It's not going to hurt. And because of that little piece of advice, I've gotten greats like Tom Ziegler, who you're very familiar with on the show, Bob Berg, my hero, the author of The Go-Giver.
You told me about that book. I love that book.
Oh, gosh. I feel like if everybody, if this was required reading for the entire world, we would be such a better place. That my goal is to raise the level of consciousness of people so that you're not just going through life stumbling, but you're really living it in an aware state of consciousness, making those choices every single day to make your life and somebody else's life better. It would be an amazing place. It would be amazing. So anyway, the podcast moved on. We are VIP, and it's just been amazing. We just recorded our 64th episode, and
congratulations.
I know, we are so super excited. But then I had my next harebrained idea, and I was talking to the partners again. I said, hey, I'm thinking, and the managing partner here, Mike Haynes, has really been instrumental. He's kind of become, because where I'm like, I'm going to go do this. He's like, whoa, let's talk about this. You know, he's the logic to my craziness, my chaos. Yeah. And I said, I think I'm going to go to coaching school. And he goes, why would you want to do that? I said, because I can help my team. I'll be a better leader for my team, but I'll also be able to help our clients. And I said, so we need to talk about what that looks like. And he said, so anyway, blessing. I started IPEC, blessing again from VIP. And as we're moving forward and they're starting to see the value that's coming out of coaching, now we're talking about starting a new vertical within VIP strictly for coaching. And so I'm getting their support once again.
Well, kudos to Mike. And what's the other gentleman that's the leader?
We have three. It's Eric Forrester and Jess Paddock are the three.
Yes. I mean, just obviously visionaries, or they wouldn't be where they are, but willing to see greatness in their employees. I mean, that's just amazing. And, you know, you being authentic to yourself has allowed them to have those avenues where they wouldn't be there if you were playing small, which is something I've learned about myself is, don't discredit who you are. And part of that came from you and the people that you've introduced me to. So you have helped me to play authentic and play big and play full out, as IPEC would say.
Well, I'm glad I could have a small piece in your journey, but it was all there within you to begin with.
It's not been small, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So tell us more about this vision that you have for just pouring back into people, because I feel like you have all of these gifts. You're an amazing human, amazing person, amazing friend, but you have a gift of connection and relationships.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to explain that. You know, I tell people, and I'm really not kidding, it is my superpower to connect
it
people.
It really is.
It's just like this, like when I'm talking to people, my mind just starts instantly making connections on who would be a good fit for them. And and I'm always open. Like my calendar is completely open to people. I'm crazy, and it sometimes bites me in the rear end, but my calendar is completely open. I have a link in everywhere that says schedule a meeting with Casey. You know, so if you want to talk to me, I don't care what it's about, you can schedule a meeting with me because I want to hear what you have to say. I may need to hear what you have to say that day. You never know. And it may be that I'm not the person to help you, but I may know the person who's going to help you. Or I may know the person who knows the person. I mean, it can go on and on. And that's the beauty of connections. So I'm going to tell you a quick story. So a gentleman reached out to me a few months ago, probably maybe 4 months ago, tops. And his name is Frank Agin. Okay. And I was a little skeptical because people sometimes get a little weird on LinkedIn when they reach out to you. But he sent me an email or a connection request. And he said, I see you're a podcast host. And I'd like, I'm trying to meet other podcast hosts. And I said, okay. He goes, let's set up a time to talk. Now, usually I like a little banter between people before you say, let's just set up a time to talk. Because a lot of times people are selling to me first. And let me tell you, piece of advice, if you're connecting with somebody, do not let your first message to them when they connect and that message pops up be, I'm here to sell you insurance. I'd like to clean your teeth. I'd like to sell you a franchise. Do not sell. Build the rapport. Huge pet peeve of mine.
Great nugget.
Yeah. So anyway, I get excited and I get about that one. Yeah. But anyway, so he reached out to me. Okay. From that connection, you can probably go 10 connections deep. I've met some of the most amazing people. And, you know, I jokingly told him I was the networking ninja when I replied back to him because he said he was in networking. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I happen to be the networking ninja in the DFW area. And after I met him, I was so embarrassed. I will never say that right off the bat again because I was like a baby compared to him. I have so much to learn about connecting. Even though I'm good at it, there's still more to learn, right? You should always be learning.
Always.
And so he has introduced me. And as you know, one of the connections that came out of that was Amelia Antonetti.
Yeah, and that was like, amazing.
She's amazing. That's going to be a friend for life now, right? And she was probably, I want to say she was four connections past Frank, which is why I always talk on my podcast, how I met the guest. Because I think it's important to give thanks to those people that introduce other people into your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Give credit where credit's due. Mm-hmm. But also just you pay it forward. So you didn't stop at just, hey, great, this is Amelia. This is great. Thanks. No, you're like, hey, Karen, you need to meet Amelia. And hey, Angie. And, you know, all of these other people. You pay it forward 1,000-fold. And that's another superpower that I believe you possess.
Oh, well, thank you. I just...
Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, when I say give value first and that is one of my core principles, I'm not even kidding. I will give till I can, and I'm not saying that to like, you know, blow my own horn. I'm just saying that is so important to me. It is so important. It's like, I have to do it or I'm not complete.
I give it a 100% credit that is exactly who you are because I have witnessed you live that out. You are literally going to die. I heard Sean Smith say this yesterday and I'm trying to make sure I'm quoting it correctly. I shared it on my Facebook, but basically it's don't leave any room in your casket for your potential.
Ooh, that just gave me chills. That's a mic drop.
Yeah, that I was listening to Lisa Nichols and Sean Smith yesterday on an Amplify training session, and he said that, and I did too. I kind of teared up and I got chills, and it's just like, what potential could I possibly be holding inside, afraid to let out, afraid to embrace, afraid to tap into, that I could die with and never see come to pass? And when you think about that, you think about the people, like, let's just say, for example, if you weren't tapping into your potential, my life would have been affected. Mm. And I can think of, you know, our whole group, you know, in our IPIC class, and friends, and Amelia, and the people that watch your podcast, and your associate. I mean, like, the ripple effect, the butterfly effect is huge if you don't play full out and tap into your potential and believe in your gift 100%. And because you've been brave enough to do that, girl, I just see you going in, you know, hair on fire and like just completely spent going, I gave it all. Like I am empty. And I cheer you on every time I see you out there. I'm just like, yes, go do it. You are it. You're the bomb. Like I just get so excited because that's what you bring to me. That's the energy you bring to the room. And I'm just so excited to share all of that with my rock movers. I don't know. Is there anything else? I have some questions. I have some shotgun questions for you at the end. But what else do you want people to know about you? Or what nuggets do you want to impart?
I think probably my biggest hope and desire for everyone is that you find your passion. You know, I tell people all the time, if you find your passion, you never work a day in your life. So really do some soul searching, do some reflecting, get some books, do whatever you need to do, but find your passion. Because until you do, you're just stumbling through life. And it's going to be so much better. Be so much better than that.
I don't know if you ever struggle with this, but I really struggled to find that passion. And I think I kind of knew what it was all along, but I was really afraid that if I followed what I thought my passion was, it's scary. I could get hurt. I could fail big. And I heard this several times, and a friend of mine, Julie Ziegler-Norman, told me this, to live authentically. Whatever that is for you, that your faith and your gifts, your service, you know, that's what you're created for. It's not about holding it all in, but to fully give yourself the opportunity to do what you were created to do, it's gonna be scary. If it's not scary, it's probably not what you're really created to do, right?
You know, I always include a quote on my signature line, and I change it out every now and then. And it's funny you say that, because my quote right now is, do one thing that scares you every day.
So true.
Yeah.
It's so true. That saying of do it scared.
Yep.
Just do it. Scared, brave, excited, just do it.
Well, and another thing that I want to point out is that, you know, and a lot of public speakers will use this example. Fear and anticipation feel the same. Scared and anticipation feel the same. So when you think you're scared, turn it into excitement. Reframe that and look at it that way.
I don't know if you've read Mel Robbins' book.
Which one? The
5-Second Rule.
Oh, of course I have.
So in it, you know, she talks about, you know, when you're afraid and you don't want to do something, to change that fear into this nervous energy of I'm excited to do it. And then you just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yep. And that's exactly what I was thinking of when I was saying that.
Yeah.
So
it's so true. I love her. She's rough and she's raw and she's real. And she kind of kicks you in the tail and just calls it like she sees it.
There's another book that I read around the same time that I think pairs very well with Mel Robbins' 5-Second Rule, and that's Hal Elrod's The Miracle Morning.
Ooh, I haven't heard of that one.
Oh.
So I'm gonna, at the end of this, I'm going to include her on our, you know, our links. I'm going to include some of your resources.
Okay.
And that's one of my shotgun questions is, what resources are just making your life better right now?
So I have, like I said, I love to read, but probably the resource that's really transforming my life right now is the book Think and Grow Rich. And it's not just because of the book. I've read the book in years past, but I just recently discovered that there's a workbook that goes along with it. Okay. And so I'm doing the workbook, and while doing the workbook, I'm going back through the book. And I just think that that is required reading for life. And then, of course, just to get a foundation for success, because all your success leaders, all your thought leaders, somebody called them a luminary the other day to me, all of them will tell you they have some kind of morning ritual, right? Mm-hmm. Something they do to set their day up for success. The Miracle Morning will give you a framework. I don't do it exactly, but it will give you a framework, and then you can just kind of tinker with it to find what works best for you. But huge. And then the 5-second rule helped me get out of bed so I could do my morning ritual.
Same. It's scary when Mel Robbins pops in my head when I want to hit snooze.
Right.
And I can hear her literally like telling me, cussing at me to get my butt out of bed. And it's like, wow, how did she do that? Because I used to travel a lot for work, and I would listen to audiobooks on audible.com. And I listened to that one, and then I re-listened to it, and it's just like I can hear, because she does her own audio,
right?
And I can literally hear her voice in my head, like just like really, Karen? Get up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Right.
I'm literally like, okay, Mel, I'm getting up. I love her. She is just, she's amazing.
She is fantastic.
That would be a goal for me. Mel Robbins on my podcast.
Oh, day. I've already spoke it out on the, into the universe that she's going to be on mine.
Okay, you're going to make the connection that you're going to get it.
There you go. There you
go. That's who you are. That's who you are. So another question is, who inspires you?
You know, this is going to sound really corny, but probably the person that inspires me the most is my longtime boyfriend, Steve Rutherford, because had it not been for him and his support and encouragement, I wouldn't have had the courage to switch careers after 20 years. I wouldn't have had the courage to go to school, go back to school. I don't want to say I wouldn't, but it sure made the decision a lot easier with his support. And I'm just going to tell you, and this is a side note, but you know, he's an Ironman. And if for those who don't know what an Ironman is, that's a 2.4 mile swim. I may get these distances wrong, like 115 mile bike ride and then a marathon, 26.2 miles. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot in one day, And it took him, he did his first one, it took him 13 hours. Forget that one day when he did it. All the months leading up to it is what I'm talking about. His discipline, his desire to do that one event. And he is a rock. And whenever I think, I don't want to go exercise and I see him doing it for 4 to 6 hours a day training, I'm like, shut up and go work out for 30 minutes, you know? But that's what inspires me is that I see his discipline and his drive. And then I, in addition, I get his support.
That's awesome. So shout out some love to Steve. He has been amazing to watch because I have seen him support you and encourage you and make you take some breaks when you needed to and check and just rest and retreat, which is so critical for our self-care. I think we tend to push. I know I do, and we serve others, and we forget that self-care piece. And he's a good reminder to make you do that. So
he is, and thank you for pointing that out.
So kudos to Steve. He makes you check out after a 30-hour weekend class.
I know, he wouldn't even let me go have another Zoom meeting with you guys afterwards. He's like, no, you're done.
You're done, check out. You're going to go rest and eat, and we're just going to click in. So kudos to Steve, absolutely. So my next question is, if you could give one more word of advice, which you've given so many to others, to move the rocks, what would it be?
I think that piece of advice would be to, you know, maybe find someone that inspires you, right? If you don't have that person, and it doesn't have to be your significant other, find that person. I have a very, very dear friend. Oh no, I got a better piece of advice. I got a better. Uplevel your tribe, because you are the average of the five people. That's not me. I can't remember who says that. Is it? You know what I'm talking about though.
Yes, I do.
You are the average of the five people who are closest to you. Whether
is that,
that be
a John Maxwell quote?
I don't think it's John Maxwell.
I don't know. I've heard it by so many people and it's so true.
It's so true.
I don't know who started it.
And when I started up-leveling my tribe and really, you know, getting in with those women that were successful, you want them to be better than you because you want to reach to that level, right?
Right.
And so I surrounded myself with a group. The name of the group is Amicizia, which means friendship in Italian. And you're supposed to say like, Amicizia. But
that's much cooler like that.
I know, right? But this is a group of very, very powerful women. Some of the women look up to me. I look up to some of the other women. It's just a group of empowering females. And I think that is so important.
I love that. That goes along with something that Julie shared with me and taught me a long time ago is find someone that's older than you that you look up to. Find someone that's where you are that you can lock arms and come alongside with. And then find someone that's younger than you that you can mentor to.
Yes.
And that always stuck with me too. And it's just such good wisdom. I love that that's what you're doing. And then pouring that into our women. And those that are going to be watching. So I just want to thank you for coming on our Rock Movers. Thank you for making my Rock Mover podcast possible. I wouldn't have had the courage to just break out and do this if you hadn't paved the way and gone before me and then turned around and reached back and paid it forward to me. So kudos. Thank you. I treasure and adore your friendship and couldn't be the best me without you. So I hope that my listeners will follow you because I know that they're going to just learn so much. And you are doing coaching as well, right?
Correct. Yeah. So I'm doing executive coaching. So more along the career path.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So if you are looking for a coach, someone that you can learn from, Casey is your girl. Just check in with her. Your email's hello@caseyhaston.com.
That's it. And I'm all over LinkedIn. I'm super easy to find, Casey Haston on LinkedIn.
So LinkedIn is her go-to place because she's a professional and that's a great resource. So check her out, Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, Haston, H-A-S-T-E-N. It's going to be all over. It's on this video. You'll see it on my YouTube channel, on Facebook, and on our podcast, which is now on 5 different channels. I'm so excited.
Yay! Congratulations!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I just want to say thank you for what you're doing, for what you're pouring into the universe, and thank you for being a rock mover. For me.
Well, I adore you, Karen.
It's mutual love. It's a love fest. So today is going to, when we air this, is going to be my Fangirl Friday. So it's no longer a secret. Everybody knows I'm your fan.
Oh, thank you.